You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
A very pleasant good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's always right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you, and our program every Saturday is brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. Well, it's that time now. We are pretty much done with the regular season. Lamar's Community has one more game on Monday in the regular season, but outside of that, it is pretty much all tournament time here the rest of the way. The 1A and 2A boys get the tournament started on Monday. The 1A girls have gotten the tournament started already. 2A girls continue it in tonight. And, boy, it is, it's time. It's always a fun time in high school basketball. So we are the place to be for postseason basketball coverage, whether it's right here on the Coach's Corner or during our live broadcast. Speaking of those broadcasts, we get the boys basketball tournament started on Monday night. The Galen Catholic boys welcome in Boyden Hall. Going to be a fun matchup there for the district quarterfinal. Pregame coverage will start about 6:45. The tip-off will be at 7 o'clock. You can catch it right here on KLEM. Then Tuesday, we'll be in Remsen as third-ranked Remsen St. Mary's also takes on Boyden Hall in a girls' basketball regional quarterfinal. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip, 6:45 pregame right here on KLEM. Thursday, we're expecting to continue with Galen Catholic as long as they beat Boyden Hall. But we'll have some boys' basketball district contest for you Thursday night, as the same on Friday. We'll have some girls' basketball regional contest for you. Of course, everything up in the air past the next game anyway, as far as the tournament is concerned. Then Saturday, coming up next Saturday, we have Lamar's Community Girls Basketball, their regional semifinal. They'll have to wait to find out whether it's Sioux Center or Spencer that they'll play. But we'll have it for you at 7 o'clock, 6:45 pregame. And then next Monday, February 19th, Lamar's Boys Basketball, that's when they're going to start their sub-state run in the quarterfinal. And, of course, that's right here on KLEM as well. So, busy time of year, just the way we like it. We're happy to bring it to you right here on KLEM. Yesterday, involving some Plymouth County schools in boys basketball, Lamar's got a good win, so we're going to talk with Cody Deercup about that. And the Bulldogs beat Spencer 63-50. Warrego Conference basketball saw Galen Catholic end their regular season with a loss, 61-48 to South O'Brien. And then Akron Westfield fell to Sioux City North, 52-48. Should mention who's going to be all on the program. We're going to be having Galen Catholic head coach Ryan Wilson coming on in the very not-too-distant future. That's coming up in just a minute here on KLEM. The head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball, Cody Deercup, will join us. And then Kingsley Pearson, River Valley Boys Basketball head coach Lance Howe, will join us. Panthers having a great year, and they head into the tournament as the 2 seed in their district. Of course, Western Christian's also in their district, so it's going to be a tall task, but I'm sure the Panthers are ready for it. And we're chatting with Lance Howe coming up later on in the program as well. So that's what's coming up. Do you want to also wish a big congratulation, best of luck, and a congratulations to our boys' wrestling teams on great seasons. They are in the district tournament here today. Up in Emmitsburg, down in Mapleton, and out east in Fort Dodge, the 3 districts for our area wrestling teams. They get started here in less than 2 hours. Best of luck to all of our area wrestlers, and hopefully we get a bunch of you guys to state here in the not-too-distant future. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll be joined by the head coach of Galen Catholic Boys Basketball. It's Coach Ryan Wilchin, and that's coming up right next on the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio.
Put Nohava on the job and on your buildings. Nohava Construction doesn't just offer products to customers, they offer solutions. Their partnership with Duralast Roofing Incorporated allows them to deliver one of the most durable, maintenance-free, and high-performing roof systems in the industry. To top it off, Nohava Construction has been named an elite roofing specialist, which means your warranty is automatically guaranteed with any Nohava installation. Nohava Construction in Lamar's.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best. Because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We're back at the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio, brought to you every Saturday by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. Daniel Versteg with you, pleased to be joined by the head coach of Galen Catholic Boys Basketball. That'd be Coach Ryan Wilchin. Jays coming off a loss, the immediate contest, a loss to South O'Brien last night, but got a win last week to end the week against MMCRU, and a win to start the week with West Sioux in Hayward, and a couple of road wins there. And Coach, let's start with those. Boy, I know that that MMCRU game, that was really kind of a big win for you guys. You called it a signature win right after the game, and that had to get the guys fired up here at the end of the regular season.
Oh yeah, we had a lot of momentum after that game. The guys really played well. We've been trying to get that big win all year. It's good to get one later in the season like that. You know, going into the tournament, we're a four seed. To scare some teams, like, oh, Galen's here to play. They can beat good teams, and they got to be ready for us.
Yeah,
we were ready to play against Marcus.
Definitely you were, and you guys really got things going as far as your offense is concerned, because that was nice to see for a while there, Coach. You guys had kind of been, I guess for lack of a better term, kind of slumping a bit offensively, and gosh, it seemed like you couldn't miss out in Marcus.
Yeah, we haven't shot the ball well as of late, before that. And some of that's due to the defense. Teams are scouting us now. They're seeing our strengths, and they were able to stop some of that. But at Marcus, we were able to adjust. And really, we took care of the ball and took good shots and really made good decisions that night. Prior to that, with the defense in our face, maybe we weren't making all the best decisions. But we did against Marcus.
Yeah, definitely did. It shows on the scoreboard with a 16-point victory. Now we'll get back into the week. A couple of games we had here on KLEM with West Sioux, first of all, but that's a road game that sometimes doesn't go in the visiting team's favor, Coach. It's not the toughest, it's not the easiest place to play by any means, and not the easiest team to go up against. And you kind of experienced that in the first quarter or so, Coach. I mean, it was not a very fun first 3 or 4 minutes for you guys, was it?
No, we came out a little flat. I think we had that big win against Marcus. And, we haven't had a lot of those real big signature wins all year. So we got to kind of get used to that, hopefully, as this year and the younger guys for next year. But, we started out – the guys don't think we did, but, they're a tick slow, a tick late. Our defense rotations, it's all the little things that make a difference. So, maybe physically or emotionally they thought they were in the game, but mentally on their reads and their reaction-type skills – we weren't rotating correctly. We kind of got back to doing some same mistakes we were doing, maybe beforehand. We had to try to clean that up early.
and you had to call a couple timeouts. I mean, it was kind of one of those light the fire into them talks there. I mean, I could watch it from the side there. And I guess it had to be nice, though. You never like to light into a team like that. But if you do, you hope they respond to it, and it seemed like they did.
Yeah, they did. And I just told them, it wasn't really a butt chewing towards one person. It was just the team.
Yeah.
And we preach it all the time in practice. Everybody's going to make mistakes. Nobody's perfect.
Right.
We just want to shoot for that 80-85%. And I looked right down the bench, and I said, here's the problem. We got to stop making mistakes. You, player one, you're allowed to make a mistake. But now, player two, you can't. Just because player one made a mistake doesn't mean you can make the same mistake over. And we went right down the line, and they all made their mistakes in that first 3 or 4 minutes. And they looked at me, and they understood exactly where we're coming from, and they got it cleaned up.
They definitely did, and boy, you had a big run there in the second quarter. You got some outside shots to fall as well. A team like West Sioux, Coach, they don't score maybe as many points as some other teams do, and their defense, they kind of play toward that. They like seeing the games down to their level to grind out a game like that, and to still be able to put it away had to be a real positive as well.
Yeah, they played West Sioux. You know, they played physical defense. They know they can't score very well. So they know they had to play defense, and they got physical with us, and they protected the paint, not giving us our easy looks, and our passing maybe wasn't as crisp as it should have been. But, yeah, they're a physical team, and that bothers us at times. And, you know, on the positive note, we still held them to 36 points. I know we beat them pretty handily in the early in the year, but sometimes that plays against you the second time you play them. Teams walk in. You can talk as a coach all you want about you got to stay up. You got to stay up for this team, but they are 17, 16, 17-year-old kids. And, you know, sometimes their focus drops a little bit, thinking, well, we won by 35 last time.
Yep.
And all the little things hurt when that happens.
Ryan Wilson with us, head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball. You talk about they kind of clog up and body you down in the paint. So, coach, it was really important you got some outside shots to fall, and at a pretty decent rate, all things considered. And my goodness, Dylan Lubin, he couldn't miss once you stuck him out there.
Yeah, he's a nice shooter. He's really a gamer. He comes in and he doesn't let the game get away from him. He plays within himself, and he really stays focused. But that's kind of the way it goes when you're playing, when you're a team. You've got to, when you're not the top level teams, you got to play somewhere, play to something. And they were determined to stop the inside game on us that night. So obviously that left our shooters a little bit open. We were able to make some shots. We hadn't been shooting very well before that, so it was nice to see us break out of that.
And Coach Langle brought this up yesterday against South O'Brien, and I'll bring it up again because he had it again on Tuesday. Dylan's defense is just impeccable. He had five steals for you. I mean, he's one of those guys that I would be just annoyed as ever to have to bring the ball up against.
Yeah, and I think he was also a league rebounder that night, I believe, if I remember correctly. So he's a quick kid. He's got the quick feet, which, you know, not you're born with that. Not all the kids on our team have that, and not all teams have that. Mm-hmm. But he does have the quick feet where he plays intense, and he's fearless. He's a little pit bull out there, and he plays 110%, which that's all you can ask.
Another player that really stands out to me here as of late has been Nolan Teal. And, you know, he's not the biggest guy, but you kind of stick him there at the high post, and he has to work for a lot of his points, whether he's getting free at the right there at the high post or trying to drive in. I mean, it's impressive what he has to do on a nightly basis, coach. While he's given up maybe about 20 or 30 pounds of the post, he's still having an impact for you.
Yeah, he's a nice player. Nolan's really played well the last, I would say, couple, 3 weeks. I mean, he's played good all year defensively, but he had troubles with the ball going the hoop early on. Really been working on his mental side of his game, talking to him. He's got some confidence going now. He's not the biggest guy, but he's always played inside growing up, and he's got a quick ups. I mean, he's got quick feet. He can get around guys, and he's up shooting his shots. He elevates well. So he's one of those guys that can shoot in traffic and get up and over people.
Yeah, absolutely. He knocks down his shot, and we saw that again last night as well. Tough 61-48 loss to South O'Brien, but that's another we talked about this last night. I know, Coach, that, gosh, a game like this you would love to have on the win column. Absolutely love for it to be there. But there's no better team, I don't think, maybe other than Remsen or maybe another matchup with Akron or something like that, that prepares you for the tournament like teams in the War Eagle Conference do, I guess, in general.
Yeah, it's nice to play a real tough team. Obviously, if you win it, you get momentum going into the tournament. But if you get beat, you sit back and you realize, hey, they are still a number one seed. They yes. are a good team. And they kind of emphasize, you know, maybe the things that West Sioux didn't do against us. It emphasizes our weak points that we need to work on today and tomorrow and get ready for Monday. So it tells the kids, hey, go back to work. This is where we're weak at. This is what we need to focus on. The season isn't over because we got beat by South O'Brien. They're a good team. They're
right.
a high-quality team. They're top-notch in the War Eagle, and they're number one seed. So this is what we got to play like. This is who we got to play with if we're going to go anywhere in the tournament.
And I think you mentioned it as well in the postgame. Boy, they are just – so well-rounded. I mean, they see something on the court. They know what it is. They might not even need Coach Yates to do some of the lifting on that. It seems like they were able to adjust so darn quickly to whatever you were doing last night.
They adjusted very well. They're a very well oiled machine. Last time they played us, we packed it in against them and said, we're going to give up a three. So they went out and they lit us up from three last game. So this game we come into it like we cannot let their three-pointers get out of us. So forced us to stretch our perimeter D out there a little bit. And then they were able to beat us up in the lane. They had 26 shots in the lane versus our 12. So, and that's a testament to their physicality. So we always tell our players, good teams score in the paint. And they showed it last night that they can still score inside.
And Coach Langle and I talked about it in the pregame last night about how you guys needed to attack their zone. Obviously, Coach Yates known for running the zone. You guys had to get it inside, kind of to the high post, and then you could start working it either to the cup or hopefully an outside shooter got open. It seemed like you were doing that in the first quarter there, Coach, and then as you were trying to continue to do it in the second quarter, that's when maybe some turnovers started, unfortunately, going south of Brian's way.
Yeah, they work on the zone. You know, a lot of people think you can play zone whenever you want, but you really, honestly, to be good at zone, you have to practice it and play it a lot, and obviously they do. Really, about the way to beat a zone is to read and react better than the defense is, and we were doing that early. And then they made their adjustments. They pick up on things that we're doing. They started moving their feet faster than the ball. We were taking a second to maybe think about where we're going to throw it instead of just throwing it. And then we didn't throw it quite with the velocity we should have. And once that happens and they get momentum, their feet are moving. They're moving. Their players are faster than the ball is. And once that happens, we're in trouble. And that happened the second quarter.
Yeah.
A lot of tip balls slowed up our offense. So it struggled.
Yeah, 100%. And fortunately, I wouldn't even say your defense really struggled in the second quarter, though, Coach, because you didn't really get a chance a lot of times to get set into the defense because those turnovers were happening in the open court and they were using their speed and just the fact they were behind you guys at that point to get uncontested layups. I still thought you guys played some pretty good defense against them even while, kind of in that lull in the second quarter.
Yeah, we did play pretty good defense, and yes, they had 20 points off turnovers last night. We only had five looking at the stat sheet this morning, and a lot of that was in the second quarter, and that gave momentum. And yeah, you're right, we didn't play good defense, but when you're giving them layups, and then that in turn gives them the good shooting percentage, so they're shooting 95% for the layups, which increases their two-point percentage for the entire game, and they're playing with confidence. And where you play with the lead, you know, kind of like we got Marcus down the other night. Our defense, we played well offensively, executed early. We got confidence. We shot the ball well. We were the one making steals. That table got turned on us last night.
Yeah, unfortunately. But the nice thing was you guys were able to respond a little bit. You didn't get back to a lead, obviously, or to tie. But, Coach, you guys kind of staged a comeback there. You got it back to within single digits in the third quarter. It was kind of just a nice methodical run there. And again, it's good to see the guys. They want to fight, and they never seem to give up in any game.
No, they don't. And halftime, you know, we had a good halftime talk. The guys were focused. I could feel it, their momentum. They were going to come out well. But once again, we get it within seven, and we're kind of rolling. And then the coaching staff, we talked. They were kind of beating us up physically in the man. I mean, we were holding in there deep, you know, not bad, but we were giving up, 16, 17 points a quarter. And we knew if we're going to come back, we had to hold them, to a 10-point quarter right in the third. And, they were still scoring somewhat consistently against our man, so we made a choice. Coach Kell and I talked, said, is this the time to try zone just for a couple, three possessions? And we made that decision. And boy, they were obviously ready for that. They moved the ball really well. They got some nice shots, and they went on like a little 8-point run. I think they scored in four possessions in a row when we were within seven, I believe. And I think they scored four possessions in a row against our zone lickety split.
Yeah.
But when that started, they made a three. Nolan Teal was, we went zone, and Nolan Teal was right in that guy's grill, just like he would be in man, and he still made the three to their effect. Made that first three against our zone, so now our guards are, they're ready, and they got to get pulled out. And then they went right inside on us with some nice, crisp passing, and we're able to put a little run together against that zone. But That's what we need to do. That's the type of team we are. We got to mix up our defenses to be efficient. And we're going to do that, you know, probably Monday night against Boyd Hall. I mean, that's just who we are and what we got to do. And when we play zone defense, if we play man, we got to make our adjustments mentally and know our responsibilities. And we'll work on that today.
Absolutely. That's definitely a good lead into a Comet squad who, Coach, you talked about that, last night. They're kind of similar to South O'Brien, not obviously in the win-loss record, otherwise they'd be a little bit higher in your district, but they are physical, they are size-wise kind of comparable, so that makes Friday or last night really, really valuable for you guys because you got, I guess, kind of maybe a mini scouting report on Boyd Hall in real time.
Yes, yeah, there's no doubt we did. Both of those teams are basketball traditions behind them. They both play really good defense. They got kids that are, you know, maybe not tall, but they're built. They make excellent decisions on offense and defense. They play as a unit. Neither team turns the ball over. They're going to play a game. Boyd Hall typically, you know, they're not going to make the mistakes. They're going to play their game. If you choose to make mistakes, they're going to capitalize on that. And we'll work on that today as much as we can and get ready for Monday.
Perfect. Yeah, it's going to be a great game. I know that. I'm looking forward to it. Of course, we'll have the call of all your postseason games right here on KLAM, so stay tuned for that. Coach, thanks for your time as always. Best of luck here on Monday, and have a good practice today.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's Ryan Wilchin, the head coach, Galen Catholic Boys Basketball, right here on the Coach's Corner. We're back with Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball, after this on KLAM.
Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, financial advisor, certified financial planner practitioner, Ross Rulin, associate financial advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, associate financial advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Get your gear for next week's games at Get Branded 360 Downtown Lamar's. Hi, this is Lori. We have a great selection of Bulldog and Jay's gear that will fit everyone, baby through adult 3X sizes. We have things like onesies, short sleeve and long sleeve t-shirts, sweatshirts, shorts, stocking caps, baseball caps. Stop in and check out our new styles and grab a stadium chair and a water bottle branded with your favorite team. Watch the games in comfort and style. Get Branded 360, Downtown Lamar's.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We're back on the KLEM Coach's Corner program, brought to you every Saturday by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. Joining us now on the Coach's Corner program, he's the head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball, and that'd be Coach Cody Deercup. The Bulldogs are coming off a win last night, defeated Spencer by the final score of 63-50. A couple of losses right before that, some high-scoring losses at that. But, Coach, you will take a win, obviously, at any point in the regular season. How big is a win like you had last night to hopefully maybe spur some momentum heading into the sub-state tournament?
It was huge for a couple of different reasons. You know, first off, we talked to the guys all year about wanting to play our best basketball in February. And, you know, it's easy to say that in late November and then December and into January. And then when February gets here, it's like, okay, it's the time's now. And we have to have way more of a sense of urgency. And the guys kind of bought into that at the last couple practices. And I feel like you kind of saw that in their defensive effort last night. And how we kind of kept the ball alive on offense too.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it leads to the win. But before that, Coach, I'm looking at some of your games there against West and TJ and things like that. And I'm getting, you know, unfortunately we weren't at those two games, but I'm getting kind of vibes from Abe Lincoln. I'm getting vibes from East where it seems like maybe the speed of those two games kind of got a little out of hand for you guys. Is that kind of the way things happened against West and TJ?
Yeah, those games were kind of a little bit different. Against West, we did an outstanding job on offense. There's no excuse to score in the 80s and not win the game. Anytime you score in the 80s, you should win a high school basketball game. We just had struggled getting stops on the defensive end. And I also feel like you can't look at West's record and say, and circle that and say that's one that Lamar should win, because
right.
A, you still have to play the game, and B, they have a ton of guys that shoot the basketball really well, and ultimately that's what the game of basketball comes down to, is who can put it through the hoop the most. And I give those guys credit. They did that. They got a lot of open looks, and they were just playing horse because we struggled to keep guys in front of us. And then against TJ, you know, we had them down 14-4 early in the game in the first quarter, and then got stagnant for a little bit and let them back into it. And it was tied, I think, at the end of the first quarter. And, you know, you get up 14-4 against a team, a really good team like TJ, you have to kind of, you know, fend them off for as long as you possibly can. You can't let them back into the game as early as we did.
Yeah, and you know, the TJ game, too, that's another one where, you know, if I had stuck somebody away for 2 years, brought him back out, and said, how in the world did Lamar's lose to TJ? Coach, this is a very, very different TJ team. They're one of the best teams in the MRAC this season.
Yeah, they're going to get a really good seed, I think, in the tournament, and they have guards that know how to play. They put us in some tough situations with some pick and rolls, and their point guard just had 51 two nights ago.
Yeah.
So they're a good basketball team.
Yeah, for sure, and that shows obviously. But you know, the positive thing as far as those two losses are concerned is, like you talked about, you had the offensive execution. You put up 84 against a West team, and that's a tough gym to shoot in. TJ, you score 60 against. So you know, the offensive execution is there, but like you say, you just gotta get the defense to come around too.
Yeah, and that's what the emphasis was the last couple of days. Our practices, we've kind of turned it up a notch in practice and in the weight room. And you know, we have a bunch of good guys in our locker room, and we told them that, like, we're trying to find a way to be more physical on the basketball court, not playing the game, you know, inappropriately, but running through screens and getting into guys, you know, when they're taking the ball out of bounds. Just, this basketball is a contact sport, and we're trying to kind of, you know, put more of an emphasis on that to get our guys to play a little bit harder and more physical on the defensive end, because you look at the good teams in our conference, and that's what they're doing to us. They're getting right up into us, and they're making us, you know, uncomfortable.
Yeah, they're not really messing around when they play against you guys. And then I guess the million-dollar question, like you talked about, you're not gonna do anything boneheaded or anything like that. And and what's the key then to being physical, but like you said, not crossing the line to either drawing a foul or you know, letting something brew over?
Well, we just talk about, for example, last night we knew that Spencer was gonna put us into a lot of situations where they're gonna come off stagger double screens, and we told our guys, like, whether they can shoot the ball well or not, we're going to play against teams that do, you know, down the stretch here and into the tournament. We're not going under these screens. We're not switching these screens. We're going to treat everybody like they're a good shooter. We're going to get right into their hip and get a hand or shoulder on their hip. You're going to dip your shoulder, and you might run through somebody's arm or run through somebody's shoulder, but you're going to be in better defensive position because you're doing that. You know, little things like that. And then, we also talk about, you know, like, how we're going to box out. We're going to, you know, put a body on them first, then find the basketball, then go get it. And we saw a couple times last night, we actually probably did that for too long, and we need to just go get the basketball. So the guys are doing a good job of figuring out, you know, how to play physical without getting fouls called on them. We had a couple that maybe, you know, we shouldn't have fouled them at, like we did in the open court. But for the most part, they did a good job of playing physical last night. And you know, like you mentioned, those games against West and TJ and at AL, you know, you play, you get a stretch where you play against some teams, you know, from outside our area but are in our class. You know, games like the ones we play in our conference really help us out against teams like that.
Yeah, 100%. It gives you a different perspective on things, and it probably, I would assume anyway, it really highlights anything that you can, you know, you maybe have figured out you can get away with against some of the other teams around the area. But as soon as you see somebody from down in Council Bluffs or outside of the MRAC, it gets just kind of that thing you can get away with, you suddenly can't get away with against those teams.
Correct. And you know, I think, like, AL East, you know, the way they pressure us, you know, you can't get away with some of the passes that are just kind of lobbed over top. It has to be a ball fake, step through, come to it, you know, snap it, all that stuff. So we did a good job of kind of, you know, coming off of a couple really good teams and playing a Spencer team that's a lot like us. We did a good job of, you know, taking advantage of them last night.
Cody Dierkop with us, the head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball, right here on the Coach's Corner. Just looking at some players that have had an impact for you as of late. Boy, Tate Murphy, he's been shooting the ball well, it seems like. He's had multiple threes here in your last few games, coming off 11 points last night. And, boy, he's a guy, Coach, it seems like he get the first couple to fall, and he's good for the rest of the game. And so I assume the game plan sometimes is to get him an open look early, just to kind of maybe test the waters with them.
Yeah, and what's funny about that is, you know, it just does depend on the game and it does depend on the matchup, but Tate does a good job of finding, and the guys around him also do a good job of finding him open looks, and he does a good job of finding himself open looks because of how he moves around on the basketball court. And another thing that Tate does offensively that I appreciate is he's actually starting to develop a little mid-range jump shot and a good first step and attack the hoop. And, you know, he's gotten to the line a little bit down the stretch here too. I think he shot 5 free throws last night. He was 4 for 5 from the free throw line. So that's just him figuring out that there's other ways to score besides just standing around and shooting. And that's good to see.
Yeah. Cause what's scary is a good shooter. What's even scarier is a good shooter that's got a quick first step, and he's got both. And then it just becomes, you know, the confidence to say, I can go do those things.
Yeah, I mean, he also does a good job around the floor for us. It's why he's out there, because as soon as we get the rebound, he's hitting the rail and getting up the sideline like he's supposed to. So he does a lot of things the right way, and we appreciate that.
Absolutely. He had 23 against West here a week ago. And, you know, another guy, feels like we talk about him all the time, is Juan Ding. He's had double figures for you in a few games now in a row. And that's a guy that can be a difference maker as well. You put him on the floor, and you know, sometimes you don't know what you're going to get, but you know one thing, you're going to get heart, hustle, and energy, and he really makes an impact for you out there.
Yeah, all year we've been trying to just coach him and teach him how to use his athleticism, because he's crazy athletic. We try to put him at the front of our press so he can get tips, and when he does, it usually is a, you know, layup or dunk. The guys do a good job of kind of knowing when he has the hot hand and finding him when after they dribble and drive and kick, and he creates for himself. It's been fun to see him have a couple really nice games. And, you know, looking back at Sioux Center, MOC, Storm Lake, and then last night, I think were his four best games. Mm-hmm. You know, he went 3-1 against those four teams. And in those four games, his defensive effort has been why he's played as well as he did on the offensive end. And that's also something that we're trying to highlight for him is, you know, we need you to guard the other team's best guy at times and make it uncomfortable for them on the defensive end of the floor, and let that kind of fuel what you do on offense, and let it fuel our team too, because the guys kind of feed off that energy too.
Yeah. How did it fuel the guys in a win, in a non-conference win, I guess a former conference rival there in Spencer? How did you see the guys kind of, you know, build off of Juan Ding's energy or just the energy of the team to come out and play well?
Well, we had Spencer in our gym over the summer. Coach Fetz does a really nice job coaching those guys over the summer. Yeah, I told our assistants, I was like, they put you in some situations where you have to talk through screens and communicate. And, you know, the last 2 days at practice, we tried to, you know, have scouting reports for them early. We walked through stuff. We showed them film on some of the stuff that their guys try to do. And they all bought into going over top of the screens like we talked about, and knowing who their two main guys were. We felt like if we shut Bruning and Barron's down last night, that they would have trouble scoring. And for the most part, we did. And so it's good to see our guys take the stuff that we're giving them going into the game and use it to be successful.
And in situations like that too, where you're either, you know, going over the top of a screen or fighting through screen, it takes a lot of communication too. And that's something you got to have, especially come tournament time, where maybe adjustments need to be made on the fly and guys need to be on the same page.
Yeah. And that's one thing we didn't do versus West. They were dribble penetrating like crazy against us. And we do want to keep them on the side, but we were just opened up way too much and kind of given up middle almost. And we never adjusted to it. We just never figured out how to close our stance down a little bit and just try to do a better job of keeping them in front. And so when we talk about that and show the guys that, they understand that. They did a good job of making adjustments last night. And like you said, there's no room for error this time of season. No. The teams that you're going to play late in the season into February, everybody's good, and you have no room for error. So everybody's got to be mentally engaged and, you know, want to come to play.
Yeah, and I know you guys are going to be ready to come to play. You got Wes coming up on Monday night to finish off the regular season. Then you got a nice week before an opponent to be determined, obviously. You'll find that out coming up on Monday, I'm pretty sure, from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. But, Coach, I know you want to obviously get Wes back. That's priority number one. Priority number two then becomes, okay, what does that week look like as far as lead up into your sub-state quarterfinal opponent, your postseason path? What does that week look like as you try and maybe iron some things out and get them ready for hopefully a nice long tournament run?
Yeah, I think everybody in our program has Monday's game kind of circled on the schedule because of, you know, the offensive effort we gave, and then what we gave up on defense, it just left a bad taste in everybody's mouth. You know, everybody knows that, you know, that's not Lamar's thing. We want to pride ourselves on defense, and it wasn't there that night. So we want to, you know, show everybody that we can do a better job defensively because we're capable of it. And then we're going to take Tuesday off. After we find out who we play on Monday, we'll take Tuesday off, and we'll put together a scouting report film. We'll show the guys on Wednesday some film and have scouting reports printed out for them. And then we're going to practice hard on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and we'll get two lifts in on Wednesday and Thursday. And on Monday, we'll have a shoot around probably in the morning just to let the guys wake up and come in and get some shots up and then get ready to compete. It's my favorite time of year. And, you know, everybody in the locker room, there's just a different energy in our locker room last night when February rolls around. And it's fun to be a part of.
It's fun to be a part of. It's got to feel like Chris, whenever those brackets come out, I would assume anyway, it's got to feel like Christmas morning for you guys. Like, all right, who's the next you know, bit of fresh meat we get to prepare for, right?
Yeah, and the guys know. I mean, we're our tomorrows are kind of limited. You know, we only have one game left before the tournament and three practices. You know, it's we gotta really take advantage of the time that we have left together. And I do also want to say that last night, having our freshman play, our JV play, and then our varsity, the support that our guys gave each other. You know, we're in the locker room. We had fruit for the guys, and they're hanging out with each other. And, you know, it's good to see them enjoying being around each other and supporting all levels of basketball here at Community. And then during varsity games, our bench guys have been incredible. Our guys that are on the floor feed off of our bench's energy. And I just appreciate that as a coach. It's fun to be a part of something like that.
Yeah, it's great. It's an awesome program that you have, and like I said earlier, hopefully the program can have a nice deep postseason run. Of course, that starts here in a week or so. Coach, we'll let you go. We always appreciate your time. Best of luck here this coming week as you get ready for the tournament, and we'll see you at that tournament game.
Hey, thanks, Daniel.
Absolutely. That's Cody Deercup, head coach of the Lawrence Community Boys Basketball. Come back, Kingsley Pearson, River Valley Boys head coach Lance Howell will join us. That's coming up next here on KLEM.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Our well-child exams cover athletic physicals, but they are so much more. In addition to physical needs of a child, we also focus on their emotional and social health. Let's face it, being a kid can be hard. At Floyd Valley Clinics, our providers work with families as a team to keep pediatric patients healthy and safe. Learn more about Floyd Valley Clinics at floydvalley.org. Your community, your health, your life. Floyd Valley Healthcare.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you, joined by the head coach of Kingsley Pearson River Valley Boys Basketball. That'd be Coach Lance Howe, the Panthers 14-6 on the year. coming off a victory on Thursday night over West Monona and having a really strong season, a lot of veteran experience and a lot of guys making plays for you. Coach, first of all, I know I've asked this with a lot of the Kings League coaches here this season. What's the transition been like to you know, welcome in the River Valley students? How has that gone for you this season?
Yeah, it's been real seamless as far as the basketball part of it. The kids that have came over and went out for basketball have been super great kids, really coachable, have really bought into the program and what we stress on the philosophy of how we try to go about our approach for each game. So it's really went pretty seamlessly.
Well, that's good to hear because, yeah, when you have, you know, a sport like basketball especially, it's all based on timing and teamwork and camaraderie. And were there any growing pains through the first couple of games, or did you pretty much hit the ground running with it?
Well, I think not so much with the merger of the schools. We had some growing pains just because we had some younger kids filling some roles that they weren't used to at the varsity level. You know, we graduated 16 years last year, so we've relied on a lot of young kids coming up and filling those holes as best as possible. So that was maybe more of a transition than the actual school joining together.
Yeah, but it's really went well for you. Yeah, you have a lot of sophomores. You have a couple of seniors on the roster, but as the season's gone along, Coach, I mean, what kind of ways have you seen them you know, continue to improve and continue to up their play for you this year?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously it starts with the seniors, and I'm going to single out Bo Goodwin as one. He comes to work every day with a certain goal in mind, and that's to play good basketball, not much to win or lose, but to get our team better. And when you have that from the top, it trickles down through the bottom, and then those young kids take that and fall in line with that. So Bo obviously is a huge part of what we do on basketball and a great athlete and stuff, but those little things that people don't get to see every day, that's really helped those young kids take leaps and bounds this year, and they've grabbed onto it. And obviously we want to end the season strong and do all that, but that's going to carry through for the rest of their life at the Kingsley Pearson program. So Bo gets a shout out for that. He's really brought these young kids along and they've bought into it, and that's helped us quite a bit this year.
And I would assume a lot of his leadership on the court, maybe, at least from something tangible, maybe you can see. I just look at the stats, and he rebounds the basketball so well. And in turn, you guys have rebounded the basketball so well. I think you're averaging about 30-some rebounds a game, Coach. I mean, where does that, you know, effort and energy come from? Because I talk to a lot of coaches, and they all kind of say the same thing. Rebounding is just about how much you want it. There's not really there's some technique to it, but in the end, it's just effort and intensity there.
Yeah, and that's a huge stat that gets overlooked, honestly. And we pride ourselves on that. That's a little bit of philosophy. The more times we can have possessions, the less time the other team can have it. So, excuse me, if you watch our basketball, it's not fast-paced and all that. We try to control the tempo. And if you don't control the rebounds, you can't do that. So, obviously, a huge effort thing. We teach a certain technique, you know, to hit and get and be the first one to the ball. And they've done a really good job. But, again, it comes from the top. If they see a leader doing it, which Bo is really good at, they all buy in. They know it works. And it's worked really well.
It absolutely has. It's why you guys are 14-6 this year. Of course, chatting with Kingsley Pearson River Valley boys basketball head coach Lance Howe. And you know, a lot of people would say, oh, slow paced basketball, it's boring, it's not entertaining. But I don't care, Coach. You guys get some really good shots up. You get very efficient you know, shooting numbers as far as your scoring output is concerned, and that makes you guys a really, really strong team when you can value every possession and get the best shot you can.
For sure, yeah, and for those that say that it's not a fun pace and all that, if they come watch Goody get a couple dunks, that usually sparks the crowd a little bit. But
absolutely.
You know, yeah, we value kind of the points per possession model, and as long as we're efficient and we know we have the ball, we know the other team isn't scoring. So it's just a philosophy, and we got to play that way because our kids don't play really good fast, so it works for us, maybe not for everybody else, but the kids do a good job with it.
I wanted to ask you about, obviously, we're going to talk about maybe a couple other sophomores that have had impact for you, because it's not just been Bo, but I did want to ask you, with the fact that he committed to playing college football already at Iowa State, he could probably have said, all right, I'm just going to give up basketball and be done with it. What has it meant that he is still there and wants to be having an impact in the sport of basketball for you?
Well, yeah, he sure could have, but I mean, Bo loves basketball and he loves competing. So, I mean, if that never would have been even a thought process, it was kind of good to get him to commit when he did. I think that relieved some of the stress off of his decision making and just letting him go out there and be an athlete, which he is. I couldn't imagine this season without him, obviously. So, great, always great to have him on our team. He's going to be a big, big loss next year.
Yeah, definitely. But the nice thing is, yes, you're going to miss him. But thankfully, you're going to have a couple of other players be upperclassmen for you. I'm looking at Easton Nissen and Landon Howe, of course, and Tyler Cook. My goodness, Coach, the cupboard definitely won't be bare. They're playing some really good basketball for you this year.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously Landon, have a close relationship with him being my son. So I've been around that group quite a while growing up. They're just probably the smartest group of basketball IQ players that I've had in my tenure here. So, like you said, something great to work on. Kevin Wright's another huge asset. We got a couple of kids, Wyatt Zynga and Gavin Trask, coming off the bench that do a good job. So you never replace a player like Bo, but certainly looking promising for next year, something to keep going forward with. So that's for sure.
Yeah, and I love you know, what some of those younger guys bring as far as running your offense and as far as defending the basketball, Coach. I mean, you know, Landon and Easton, they really do a good job of finding the open shooter, it seems like. And, gosh, they can get nitty and gritty and make some plays defensively, too.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, Easton and Landon have really helped us be successful this year, because it's obvious to go into the game and just key on Bo, but you have a couple other players now that you have to keep in check, and honestly, that opens Bo up for a couple more easy scores when they start rolling. He gets more open; they can't just single him out. So, yeah, those two have done a great job. They share the ball really well for young kids. Obviously, some things to work on, but for a sophomore stepping into that role and taking a big part of this season, they're doing a great job.
Absolutely. And like we've talked about before, it's showing on the scoreboard. It showed on the scoreboard with your final regular season game, a 24-point victory over West Monona. Coach, you had been kind of slumping there with a couple of losses, lost the Western Valley Conference Championship, lost to Manson Northwest Webster. How important was it for, you know, your younger team to, you know, head into the tournament with at least a win and hopefully some positive momentum going forward?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, first of all, we lost a lot by a point, which we had split a couple games with. So that's a really good team over there. And then Manson Northwest Webster is a really good team that we were in the game the whole time, and they just pulled out the last 3 or 4 minutes. So we did get the losses, but we played good basketball, and that's been kind of our motto this year: is just play good basketball. Don't worry about the win or losses, as long as we keep going forward. But yeah, the Westman on a loss. For one, to get the win was great. We won the conference outright with that win, so the boys were really excited about that. But two, we played them, I don't know, 8 or 10 days before that and didn't play our best game, only won by 10 or 12 points. So it was good just to see us clean up our mistakes and learn. And that's what this team's been doing all year, kind of learning as we go and getting better every game. And so that's a huge accomplishment for them. Really proud of them.
What was maybe the thing you didn't do against them in the tournament that you were able to do Thursday night and you know, was the difference, I guess, as far as, you know, 10 or 12 points?
Yeah, you know, we took care of the ball and we got good shots. We pushed it under control. I think the first game we got away from ourselves just a little bit and tried to play fast because West Monona tries to play fast, and they forced us or we just turned it over, one of the two. But last night we played our pace, got really good shots, hit some shots, so that always helps. And then our defense was just in kind of a lockdown mode. I think they had 17 points going through the mid-third quarter, so that always helps also.
It definitely does. Yeah, you really really shut it down. And like we talked about, end the regular season with a win. You look ahead now to the district tournament. It's already here. Thursday, don't know your opponent net yet, either West Sioux or Central Lyon. But as you get ready for the tournament and as you kind of still have the up in the air of who you're going to play, what then becomes the process to quickly get ready for that once a winner's been determined Monday night?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you get into tournament play, you obviously scout your opponent and you do things to try to take away something or adjust to how they play. But, I mean, the really good teams, if you watch teams advance and keep going, they worry more about what they do well and try to make the other team adjust more. So definitely two really good opponents on that side. And so we'll be prepared. But the boys just need to relax and take it one quarter at a time, and we'll be okay.
Lastly, what are some of those things that if you are focusing on yourself heading into the tournament that you really have to be focused on so that you can shore it up and hopefully have a long tournament run here?
Yeah, you know, our staple this year has been our defense. Even when teams do score on us, we make them earn their points, you know, with closeouts and all that stuff. So that's got to be a constant. Like you mentioned earlier, the rebounding, we've got to win that battle. And then just turnovers. As long as we get good shots and hopefully we make some, but if we're getting good shots and missing them, we can live with that. But we just got to stay within ourselves. Those three things need to be constant: the defense, the rebounding, and less turnovers, the least amount of turnovers as possible.
Yeah, and that always, it seems like if you win those three aspects of the game, usually the board takes care of itself, and we hope that does here throughout the district tournament for you guys. Coach, we always appreciate your time. We wish you guys the best of luck as well heading into the tournament.
Hey, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep, absolutely. That's Lance Howe, head coach of Kingsley Pearson River Valley Boys Basketball on the Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio.
The pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic Lamars, serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition, accepting your insurance. True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamars, across from Four Brothers. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today, 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Corner live on 1410 AM 96.9 FM KLEM.
And we're back to wrap up the KLEM Coach's Corner, brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. My thanks as always to the head coaches joining us, Ryan Wilton, a Galen Catholic, Cody Deercup of Lamar's Community, and Lance Howe from Kingsley Pearson River Valley. A great postseason awaits us. It starts on Monday, and we have it for you right here on KLEM as Boyden Hall is at Galen Catholic in a district quarterfinal. 7 o'clock tip-off, 6:45 pregame. Then the girls' contest on Tuesday will feature Boyden Hall at Remsen St. Mary's. Again, a 7 o'clock tip and a 6:45 pregame right here on KLEM Radio. And then we go from there. We should have more boys' basketball Thursday, girls' basketball on Friday, and then Lamar's Community Girls on Saturday, Lamar's Community Boys the following Monday. Make sure you stay up to date on all of these updates to our broadcast schedule on our website, KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab at the top of the homepage, you can click on KLEM Winter Sports Broadcast Schedule. One more best of luck to our area wrestlers. They hit the mat here in about an hour or so at the district tournaments in Fort Dodge, Emmitsburg, and Mapleton. Should be a really fun day of high school wrestling around the area, and hopefully a ton of state qualifiers are in our future here today. So that's the big thing going on today. Of course, Class 2A girls postseason basketball as well, MMCRU's at Lawton Bronson. That's pretty much it, though, as far as area sports is concerned. Thanks for tuning into the KLEM Coaches Corner. Thanks to our coaches for joining us. And from all of us here at KLEM Sports, I'm Daniel Versteeg, wishing you a very happy Saturday, and enjoy the Super Bowl coming up Sunday as well. We'll talk with you Monday with more KLEM sports broadcasts. Until then, thanks for tuning in right here on KLEM Lamars.